Samlet Intavong of Atapeu Province, Laos, was trying to get his family into a boat when a building hit his house. A dam had collapsed several kilometers away, and water was speeding toward Atapeu, pulling down buildings along its path. Floating in the water in the middle of the night, Intavong watched as his house collapsed with his grandparents trapped inside. "My grandparents couldn't move. They died in the house," he said. He spoke at a rescue center, to which he arrived with his family and few possessions. Among those possessions was a photograph of his grandmother. As his house collapsed, Intavong's boat hit his sister's house, which sat next to his. There he, his wife, and his three children climbed onto the roof. But the floodwaters kept rising to more than 10 meters, and then his sister's home was gone too. He said, "At 2 o'clock in the morning, I was looking around the neighborhood. People were crying, and the water was over the whole village. All the houses were gone. Some people were holding on to trees, some people were holding on to power poles." Intavong and his family moved to the steel structure and held on firmly. Violent waves crashed beneath them. It was hours before a rescue boat arrived.
13 villages were flooded and destroyed in Atapeu Province. The dam that broke July 23rd was part of the Sepien Sinamnoy Hydropower Complex. The water moved with such force that it caused the evacuation of a town more than 100 kilometers away in Cambodia. Lieutenant Colonel Kamsuk Kamluangtep led the rescue team that saved Intavong's family and more than 1,500 other people. The officer said, "I am really upset about this, and I've been working from the beginning until now without stopping, and I'm very happy to be helping the people." There are more than 6,500 survivors in shelters at 5 rescue bases, the local government says. In total, officials say 7,095 people have been displaced in Laos. State media report 35 dead and 99 missing. The survivors are experiencing a mix of feelings: anger, severe shock, and extreme tiredness. Somay Kiosavan is a 60-year-old man from Ban Mai Village. He said SKENC, which operates the dam, had told the village a large amount of water would be released. But Kiosavan said the South Korean company did not warn of a possible collapse. "When the water came, it came quick, like a tsunami, and people were scared," he said, describing the first wave as at least 1 meter high. He said the floodwaters destroyed 95% of the homes in the village. SKENC, which is building the dam jointly with PNPC, refused several requests for an explanation or statement. But the Laos government said this week SKENC's careless construction was likely the reason for the collapse. The government also announced inspections of about 50 hydropower projects before any more are approved. Conservation groups have long criticized the Laotian government's plan to use hydropower to turn Laos into the battery of Asia.
Ban Mai and the village of Gokong are destroyed. Along the road that connects them, the fields are filled with water. This year's harvest disappeared with the flood. Those who still have houses returned to look through the wreckage for objects to save. Sovam Peng, a 38-year-old shopkeeper, was among the lucky few. She said, "After spending the second night on the roof, I moved to Bombok Village, and somebody came to steal from my shop in the evening by entering from the roof." Sovam Peng said she and her husband felt they had to protect the little they had left. So they returned to their house in Gokong and slept on its roof. "I'm feeling very sad as I just bought new supplies for my shop and I lost everything," she said. Back at the rescue center, Intavong and other survivors wait to find out what the government will do for them. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Katie Weaver.